Andrew Short, Red Bull KTM. Your wife Jackie was on Twitter saying you hadn't talked to her all day. Have you talked to her?
No, it's been
still haven't.
No, I still haven't talked to her. And yeah, no, sorry.
Okay. All right, well, hey, talk about your day. 7.9, looked like you came from the back one of the motos.
6.8.
6.8
for seventh.
That's it.
I rode really good today, and the track was really tough. But considering they did an awesome job managing it with the weather and the amount of moisture they had, so that was impressive. But for racing, it was difficult, but awesome track to ride. The jumps were really fun. I didn't even jump LaRocco's leap till the first lap of the moto. That was a little hairy. But I rode good. First moto 6. I think that's my best moto finish all year. And a lot of the big manager, the head of all racing for KTM, was here this weekend, which was good to see the support and for them to watch us ride and for us to move forward with that. But overall, a decent day for me. I was pretty faded. Second moto, the first moto, I got cooked with the heat. But so I'm happy just to move on and keep getting better. It's been really tough at home and just a lot of stuff going on. But it's kind of affected me, so I'm ready for a break and regroup.
Yeah, you're a no excuses type of guy. But what's going on with your young son and all that, and then probably not sleeping and it has to be bugging you a little bit, huh?
Yeah, no, he has numerous eye problems. The simple version is he had a cataract, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And we hope he keeps his eye and can get some vision back or whatnot. But we just don't really know where it's going to lead. And he only can be on his belly right now. He can't stand up or roll over or anything that babies want to do. So he's pretty fussy. And I've been gone a lot, so I've been able to help so much at home either. So when I am, I'm on dad duty. But that's life. A lot of people deal with a lot of different types of adversity, and that's just what we have on our plate right now. And come out of it stronger. It's just hard when a little kid, you feel so helpless for him, and you want to do everything you can, but there isn't much you can, on my side.
A lot of guys I talked to already today said this track, they don't remember it being this rough. What do you think about that, or is it typical Red Bud?
I thought it was typical Red Bud. I think that's where the 350 is really good, is when it does get bumpy, there's not as much going on, and it's really stable. That part of it's really good. The acceleration's tough. It was really deep, and so that's something I have to work on and get better at. But I thought it was awesome. And, considering this family does an amazing job, and I think they have the best circuit, and it shows how much hard work they put into it, because, it's come a long way, and it's an amazing place.
It looked like you were in a battle all day in front of you and behind you. Like, just seemed like there was always something going on, and you really didn't seem like you ever could just ride around.
Yeah, I was. And, this mechanics area, I could see Frankie every time, and he's just like screaming, like, go now. He always puts now, and he's like beating the side of the mechanics area. I'm like, oh, I better go so he doesn't get all pissed. So I'm like riding for my life out there. Yeah. But, I do that anyway. But when you're not around anybody and you don't have any rest, it takes you to your limit. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun thing, but I'm definitely wasted right now at the end of the day.
Right, right. All right, man. Well, hey, enjoy your week off, and thanks.
Thanks.